Well, welcome everybody to our latest episode of Metrocyte. And today I'm really excited because we have a special guest with us, Beth Hilding, and she is co-CEO of C-Suite, and we'll talk about what C-Suite is in a minute, and also senior IT business partner at Boeing. So she's a power chick for sure, and has done all kinds of great stuff in her career. A lot of your career has been in the aerospace industry. And you know, we're going to talk today a little bit about how an organization that Beth co-founded called C-Suite is helping IT leaders, business leaders, CX leaders advance their careers and improve their own companies. And this is, you know, in particular helping, it's a women's group, so it's helping women in these roles. So I want to just start by asking you, Beth, to just give us a little bit of background on both yourself and C-Suite. And, you know, like, I guess first on yourself, you know, you've been a senior IT leader for many years. And what have you done, I guess, and how did your career lead you, you know, to starting C-Suite with your partner, Diane Gubin?
Okay. Thanks, Robin. Thank you for having me today. And so I've been in IT and in the IT space for, I hate to say this, but 25 plus years. And I've been in a senior role for at least over 20 plus years. I have been in aerospace for most of that, but I've also been in the entertainment industry and in insurance and in banking and finance. And so I've been in many different roles across that spectrum. Mm-hmm. And as I have built my career, I have faced many of the issues as executives go, and especially being of a diverse candidate. Some of the things we've seen as far as building networks, keeping networks, maintaining networks. Mm-hmm. And when I was a senior director of global collaboration services for Northrop Grumman, they were going through changes in organization structure and shifting and streamlining. And so my position was actually eliminated at that time. And I was looking inside the company and I was looking outside the company. And I was realizing that as I worked so hard, you know, building my career at Northrop Grumman and traveling extensively and building this huge organization, 600 yeah. plus, and all the capabilities, that I had let my network go. That my network had been primarily just in the Northrop Grumman space and some peripherals with suppliers and other key people I had been with. And so Diane Gubin and I had met 20 plus years ago through Women in Technology, WITI, which was an organization that's a national organization, been around a long time. Mm-hmm. And she was leading it at that time, and I was doing mentorship programs and so forth. And so when I was going through this transition from Northrop Grumman to finding my next position, Diane approached me and we started talking about how there really wasn't a network, networking group that spanned across industries.
Yeah.
And that it wasn't really managerial director level and above. There are a lot of women networking organizations in finance, NABU, chiefs, other areas, but they didn't span across all industries. The other thing that they didn't do was really look at Fortune 1000, entrepreneurial startups, you know, women in that write checks, et cetera, venture capitalists and so forth. And so we had this idea of starting this. And mm-hmm. so, what we did was we actually, through Diane's connections, was able to gain three sponsors, Google, Manette, and Bernstein. And we started with a committee in LA. And we started with about four or five. And Robin actually was at our kickoff event.
There was.
And she spoke at our first event. Mm-hmm. And we probably had maybe 20 women there, right? And so the goal and whole purpose was it around really bringing, pulling together women across all industries, across different spectrums at the C-level, and basically have them doing business with each other, to bring each other up, to better society, and to make a difference, but really to hire each other. And so that's why we started C-Suite. And it's just been an amazing ride. We're now going into 5 years. We have a LA chapter, a Chicago chapter. Robin sits on the Chicago chapter and helps chair that. We have a New York chapter, a DC chapter. We're looking at San Francisco and London. We're looking at pulling off a national conference this year. We have 20 committee members, and we're 4,500 plus in our network of women going on our fifth year. And so we're sponsorship and membership driven, which has its own challenges, mm-hmm. but it enables us to do fabulous programming and really dedicate ourselves to our women.
So, yeah, I mean, that's like tremendous growth. And, you know, it just in 5 years, I mean, it really is. And because there is, you think about, there is a lot of competition out there for women's right. groups. And you've just been expanding region by region. And I think it's pretty exciting to have a national conference this year, for sure. So tell viewers today and listeners today more about what the group does. Like, what activities have you done? Or sessions or content, like what have you done that you feel has the most impact on women business leaders or those who aspire and are very close to being a leader? You know, maybe they're on their way up the ladder very rapidly. So maybe you can talk a little bit about what you do and maybe even give us some success stories.
Okay. Yeah, sure. So, we, you know, going through COVID actually was a blessing with this organization. Because what it enabled us to do, we had just launched New York. We had been in LA for a couple of years. We had grown successfully here. We had mm-hmm. just launched New York. We were getting ready to do our in-person event in New York. And then, COVID shut everything down. So what we immediately did was we switched to beef up our infrastructure. We added a complete back end, a CRI back end. We changed our website. We really focused on fine-tuning and honing in on our membership and our programs. And so since our group is primarily executive level women, managers of tech, CEOs, founders, board level executives and women who write checks, we put together standard set of programming, which we have a monthly program of business roundtables. And so mm-hmm. that's for our members, and they can showcase their businesses and key topics that are important to them. You know, whether they're launching a new product or they're looking for venture capital, or if they are talking about ethics in the business place or whatever they're specializing in, they can showcase it there. Then we have a pure CEO only group, and that is CEOs, and we focus on 10xing their business and how to grow their business 10x. And where we've seen success in that factor is that, number one, we've helped them put together with bringing in other women consulting groups, their exit plan, their exit strategy, how to grow their business. We've brought in speakers on legalities and things they need to deal with, like how to interact with their board of directors and all of that, and really have helped those CEOs with some of the key issues that they're facing. Then we host a national Zoom session on a key topic every month on the third Thursday. And some of those key programs have been, we have had crypto discussions. We've had, lighter topics like the ABCs of self-care is coming up. We have had how to start, your business from the ground up, how to become a board member. We've had a whole series around diversity, equity, inclusion, and how do you deal with that in your corporation? We've had many different, women in technology, femtech, healthcare, all of those. And so that brings in, anywhere from we've had 40 to up to 700 sit in on those sessions. And it's just been very empowerful to all those women and to be able to network. Then we also do a Women on Board, a monthly Women on Board session. And that's really to help women get on boards. And we've had key speakers and telling them how to do it. And we have seen them be placed on boards. We have seen the women start to work together to hire each other. We have seen them. Red Rover is one of our philanthropic arms. And we were able to introduce her to some of her key sponsorships that's helping them. And so that's really the benefit of C-Suite, is to help connect and help them with their needs. We call it needs, deals, and wants. What do they need? What do they want? How can we help them? And then we make that happen.
Yeah, I mean, because they think about so many of the hires that people make. I don't know what the statistic is on it, but I'm sure it's a pretty high percentage that get hired because you know somebody, especially at the higher level. You know, the higher levels at companies, it's like, oh, I worked with this person in the past. She's great. Or, hey, this guy's really wonderful. You know, so you just build your network, and that's how people find jobs, and that's how people find opportunities. And I think for years, men have been a lot better at that than women have been over the years. You know, I feel like men have, you know, we've always heard things of the old boys clubs, right? But I mean, the men certainly are good about, you know, maybe going out and going out after work, having, you know, a cocktail here or there. And, you know, whereas women may not have been quite as good about that networking because of a variety of reasons. Maybe they're dealing with family issues. Maybe they're taking care of, you know, elderly parents. You don't know what the issue is. But I think groups like this really help to bring some structure around that, you know, bring some structure around making sure that women are networking with each other. And we know of other women who are like, hey, this will be a great hire for my organization. And otherwise, they may not have met that person. You know, I may have done like the whole, okay, let's put up an ad and let's go through, you know, 50 interviews and maybe not even find somebody. So I think that networking side of it's really valuable for sure.
Yeah, we had that today. We actually had our DC chapter virtual event today, and it was around having a conscience in a government town. And we had a speaker from the EPA, and we had a speaker from a venture capitalist firm and so forth. And there was a young entrepreneur on the phone, and she's starting a cyber company, software company with a new tool or something. And she said, oh, I need $1.2 million in venture capital to get my seed funding, blah, blah, blah. And this other woman on the phone said, oh, I know two people that would help you today. So that is what makes it happen. And you wouldn't have that if you didn't have a group where you could come to and you could openly, freely talk about these things.
Right. So where do you see C-suite in the coming years? Like, what's the future looking like? I mean, I remember when you first started and I thought, okay, you know, it's going to be a West Coast group, and here you're, you know, expanding all over. And I didn't know about London. London's even coming on board. So I'm just like, where do you see, like, what's your goal for the, you know, for the whole organization? Where do you see it in 2 years, maybe 5 years? You know, what are you thinking?
Yeah, we're thinking about continuing to expand in chapters. So if anyone listening wants to get active and involved and build a chapter in their area, please contact us. We do help you tremendously with that. To continue to grow with the chapters, continue to grow with the membership and sponsorship, we want to be a global, company and networking organization. We are continuing to expand our programs and evaluate different programs that we should take on. We are being approached by different groups to do partnerships and teaming with key areas like women on boards, you know, or educationals or workshops. We've started to have our members pull together workshops and offer those to our membership groups as well as a revenue base for both. We are looking into other items now. We're looking at writing a book around networking and so forth. Diane and I are. So just to continue to expand in the different marketplaces and to really grow this thing that we have given so much love to over the years, and just to help our women, you know, become stronger and grow and network together. There's so many amazing women out there doing amazing things. We talked to women in Canada, and we're going to have a speaker in September speaking about KidSave, and they are working with the Ukrainian effort to fight, to help kids and the human trafficking and so forth. So we have that avenue as well as all the technical and all these other avenues. So just to continue to bring forward these amazing women.
Yeah. And it's just interesting. Like, I've worked with you in the business world as well, and I've always seen you as the type of person who always gives credit to other people. Like, you're always very good about, not taking all the glory when in fact you could, but you always are saying, oh, this person did this, and you're making sure everyone gets acknowledged for what they've done. And I've always learned from you, honestly, in watching you do that. But I'm curious, what have you learned from all of your time at C-suite that you didn't learn in the corporate world?
Yeah, so it's been different because as you're starting something that's like a nonprofit, even though we are an S-Corp, we run like a nonprofit. Everything that comes in goes out. All our sponsorship goes out to programming and so forth and operational costs. And what's been harder is, you know, we're hiring bits and pieces of people. right? And so to manage that and to manage and run this like a company, but realizing you're also a little looser gooser, right? And you could be more creative and pulling it together. And that you need to just really have a more personal touch and be more open to ideas and to be more fluid than I would have been in the corporate world. And we're dealing with a whole different generation of people too, that work differently, you know? And so they like a lot of interaction. They like a lot of personal touch. This is just my generalization. I don't know if that's totally true. And they want to work where they feel happy and what they like and what they value, where we were raised more like, you know, okay, get a job, you make money, you put your 401k, you know,
exactly.
And so it's been interesting to see this shift, but really the lessons have been how to grow something from an idea and concept, which we do in the corporate world, but you have total control and responsibility for it. So, you know, it's your baby and you got to make it happen. And you have full responsibility for the success or failure.
So, and have you been able to, you and other members, been able to bring that lessons learned in some of the C-suite sessions back to your own companies? I mean, that's obviously the goal, one of the goals anyway, right? Is to be able to take some of these lessons learned and, you know, improve business, improve, you know, corporations around the world, right?
Sure. And like with Boeing, what I've been able to do with Boeing is they have an internal mentorship program. So I got active in that as a mentor. I also have been able to bring, they have a STEM, you know, a STEM focus. And so I helped them organize an event around hiring and with STEM and bringing in some of the younger individuals into that to get them in the pipeline for Boeing and to introduce them to Boeing. And just constantly doing, they have a seek and listen behavioral program at Boeing, and to take what I'm learning outside to take that inside. So
yeah, that's awesome.
Been very beneficial.
That's awesome. That's really good to see that. So thanks, Beth. And any other closing thoughts before we wrap up for today?
No, I would say just get active. And for all of the listeners, you know, really look for a networking organization that suits your needs. And if you want to get involved with C-suite, where we are not just primarily women, but 95.6% are women, executive women. Mm-hmm. But we'd love to see you get involved. And it's www.csweet.org. And we're always looking for speakers as well and topics and panelists. So just get involved. And my advice would be, do not let your network down. Keep your contacts, keep your network growing.
Yeah.
Come to these type of events, even though you may not want to or it's too much time, et cetera, make the time. And to continue to grow your network like I have with Robin. Robin and I have known each other for years. Her company has been invaluable to me and my role at Northrop Grumman and Boeing. And so we appreciate that as well. So thank you, Robin, for having me today.
Yeah, I absolutely. Thanks for coming. And also, I think another thing that's important, by the way, is when we do our in-person events, there's always very nice wine there. Beth has a good point for wine. This woman knows her wine. We even had a few virtual wine tastings. So we do also enjoy and have a lot of laughs together. And you know, just kind of get to know each other personally, which is really nice.
Which is really nice. And that's what everybody does. So everybody does that, which is really good. So keep an eye out for events and come to Robin's if you're in the Chicago area. We have one in the fall.
All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. And Beth, thank you very much for all your insights as always. And we're really looking forward to seeing where C-Suite continues to grow and what the next location is going to be. But I echo Beth. I've been involved in it, and I think it's a really great organization. So thanks again. And everybody.
Thank you, Robin. You're such a great leader. Thank you.
Likewise. Thank you.